Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Cowboy football. Pokes getting ready for Eastern Michigan, a Friday night game. And they come off their win over UC Davis. CJ Johnson had three catches and a touchdown in that one. And CJ, good to have you on the show. And I guess, you know, being that productive, getting that touchdown, just your feelings after making that catch right before the half and getting that score.
Well, you know, I ran my route. It was a double post route, and I'm the inside post, and, you know, that's never really been a read. And so, you know, I just kept doing taking my route farther because I see Josh was doing a scramble. So I was just like, oh, I'll just keep running. Maybe he'll see me. And the safety ran up to, you know, go after Josh, and I just happened to be all by myself. And, you know, I saw a ball coming to me, and I was like, oh, just please pull this in. And I pulled it in, and I was like, I'm just glad this, you know, I finally got one. You know, it was, I mean, it's only been three games, but it's still a wonderful feeling.
Do you have family in watching this one?
Yeah, my my parents and then my little brother and my stepmom were here. So my dad congratulated me at halftime coming back out, which was which was awesome. But yeah, my little brother said my mom was screaming even 10 minutes after the play was over, which is awesome for them to see that.
When you went back to Nebraska, I know that was a couple weeks ago, a couple games ago still. Did you have even more family there for that one? What was that like?
That game was crazy. My dad bought 30 tickets just for all his friends that came in town to see the game. And I had, you know, I was trying to run it all over the place asking people if they had extra tickets. But, you know, everybody wanted tickets to that game. I mean, it's Nebraska. You're playing in front of 90,000 people. I mean, family members are going to want to come to that game. So, but, yeah, there's a lot of people there that already had season tickets that I know that just went to the game, and they're supporting me as well as the beloved Huskers.
You redshirted last year, correct? What was that like for you to sit out a year and watch everything go? Was it a necessary thing for you, do you think? Is it something you took as a positive heading into this year?
Looking back, when I first heard I was going to redshirt, I was not very happy. But, you know, I was injured, and I didn't even come back till week four of last year. But looking back at it, it was probably for the better. I gained 25 pounds, and I was able to get accumulated with, like, college, like, schooling and then college football, because it's totally different than high school. So, you know, people don't really want a redshirt, but whenever people do, they look back, it's always for the better.
Wyoming wide receiver CJ Johnson joining us here in the Sports Zone. I know Josh is talking to some other guys. How much trust have you guys built over the summer, spring, summer, fall camp, and now the first three games? Do you feel like you're that next target after Tanner and Jake that he can really depend on?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it really started last spring. That was when I could really show people what I could do. And, you know, I was fortunate to have a great spring game. And then, you know, I just worked hard over the summer. You know, we do a lot of throwing over the summer. And so, you know, that just helps. And then fall camp in these last few games, I mean, it's just been building. And so, you know, Jake and TG, they take a lot of the load. And, you know, me, James, and Joe, and Austin Conway and John were here to help them out. And, you know, just, you know, Coach Grant always tells us we're the playmakers of the team. So, you know, that's what we got to go out and do, and, you know, make plays. And so it's awesome. Josh is a great quarterback, and it's been fun.
Speaking of Coach Grant, you know, he played quarterback at Nebraska. Did you know about him before you got here, whenever his past? Or did your dad have to tell you?
Yeah, my dad filled me in a lot with Coach Grant. I remember when he first got hired, my dad called me and was like, you know, this man, he knows what he knows football. He's extremely smart, and, you know, everything he told me was true. Coach Grant, he knows the ins and outs of the game. He knows how to read a defense and everything. So he's an excellent coach, and, you know, we do all these crazy drills at practice, but they somehow all show up somewhere in practice, like when we're in team or something like that. He's just so smart when it comes to football.
You mentioned when Josh was scrambling that you broke your route off and you just said, I'm going to go. Is that something that you have to just know? I mean, you have to – so you've got your route that you're supposed to run. You look back, he's like, oh, crap, the ball's not coming anywhere. I got to do so. I mean, what's going through your mind at the time when Josh is scrambling?
Well, when Josh scrambles, I mean, Josh is a great runner, so he – you know, he has a lot of yards on the ground. So when he was scrambling, I was just like, oh, I think he might pick up like 5-10 yards. But I was like, you know, I'm just going to keep running anyways. And I saw that. I think he saw me and I saw him and that he chucked it up. And I honestly thought he might have been past the line. But then, you know, I caught it and I kind of paused for a second and then everyone started going crazy. So then I realized, you know, like, yeah, this is real.
Is it more nerve-wracking when you're wide open like that and the ball is just sitting up there rather than being completely draped by a cornerback?
Yeah, it is, because, you know, when the corner's all over you, people are like it's 50-50 to catch the ball, but if you're all by yourself, it's 100% you have to come down with it. So, yeah, there definitely is a little bit nervous, but I try not to think about it. I try to just focus in on the ball and pull it in with ease.
Well, I mean, wide receiver C.J. Johnson here in the Sports Zone. C.J., you got Eastern Michigan. I know you were with the team last year in that loss. And I don't know how much you really remember about it. Is it stuck in your head? Do you remember that? I know you were injured and you redshirted, but do you remember that game?
Yeah, I do. But, you know, it won't stick with me as much as, you know, Jake, T.G., James and Joe, they all contributed to that game. But I do remember, you know, watching that game and kind of being surprised that, I mean, this team was up on us 38-7 at one point. We watched the film yesterday, and it's just crazy how the look of the team last year compared to this year, because this year we look like a totally different team from last year. So I'm really excited for this game. You know, it's a tough one because it's a Friday night. You know, don't get as much rest as we'd like, but, you know, we're going to go in there and, you know, we're going to give it our all.
I was talking to Rico Gafford earlier, and I asked him about coming back the day after a game, after you've been hit, after you've been running, and how much different that is. You don't have that extra day to recover. Was that a noticeable difference getting out on the field Sunday?
Oh, yeah. It's very hard to try to run your hardest after playing almost less than 24 hours, you know, after a long game. And so, yeah, it was tough, but we had to come in. We got treatment earlier before practice to try to help us out as much as we could. And it's for the better because, you know, we have that less day advantage. But the coaches knew we were tired, so they kind of took it easy on us. So that was nice.
Living in Omaha versus living in Laramie. I know this is now second year. Omaha is a pretty big city. I mean, what, 500,000 people, probably something like that. I may be a little off, but it's got to be a little different, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you do? What do you do spare time wise? I hear video games, stuff like that. I mean, what do you obviously want to lay low and not get in trouble, but yeah. I mean.
Back home, I mean, there's so much to do. I mean, you can't ever do everything. And here it's so different. I'm a city guy, so I love going to the city and exploring. But here, I mean, the city is downtown Laramie, which is not very many big buildings. But for fun, you know, I just hang out with my roommates, you know, Dewey, Andrew Wingard. He's one of my roommates, Josh Harshman, Kane Jackson. So we, you know, watch a lot of football, play a lot of video games, like you said, you know, just finding any way to keep ourselves entertained. And, you know, with all of us together, it's never not entertaining with them.
You an outdoors guy at all?
No, but, I mean, I guess I could be, but we just really don't have much time to go outdoors. And I see a lot of people go camping on the weekends, but, you know, I don't have that luxury.
All right, sweet. Hey, good luck against Eastern Michigan. We thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.